From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. Tomorrow is Election Day. And while there's not a presidential race going on or even Senate or House races, there are a number of interesting local and state races.
New mayors will be elected in New York and Boston. Governors elected in New Jersey and Virginia. What do these races mean nationally?
NPR digital politics editor Charlie Mattesian joins us to talk about all of this. Charlie, welcome back.
Hi, Jeremy.
Well, let's start with the race that is still relatively close, a 6-point lead by the Democrat. This is the governor's race in Virginia between Democrat Terry McAuliffe and Republican Ken Cuccinelli. President Obama spoke over the weekend at a rally for McAuliffe. Let's listen.
Nothing makes me more nervous than when my supporters start feeling too confident. So I want to put the fear of God in all of you. All right. Virginia historically has always been a swing state. And this race will be close because past races in Virginia have always been close. And the question is going to be whether or not you are willing to outwork the other side.
So, Charlie Mattesian, what might President Obama's support for McAuliffe do in this race?
If the president's visit excited the Democratic base and got it fired up for Tuesday, then it will have played a very important role. Because this is a race where low voter turnout works in favor of the Republican nominee, and a higher turnout bodes well for the Democratic nominee. That's why you've seen the Democrats roll out all their big guns recently for Terry McAuliffe, with visits from Bill and Hillary Clinton, the president, and then Vice President Joe Biden is in today. And those appearances are designed to make sure that Democrats hear straight from the party's top voices that they can't afford to take McAuliffe's lead in the polls for granted and that they absolutely have to get to the polls tomorrow.
And the big guns are also coming out for the Republican, Ken Cuccinelli. Here is Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker speaking at a Cuccinelli rally.
We've got a choice here in Virginia that's going to send a message around the country. A choice about the difference between Terry McAuliffe and Ken Cuccinelli. The difference is as simple as Terry and his ally, the President of the United States, will be in this weekend. The two of them seem to measure success in government by how many people are dependent on the government.
Charlie, how much more conservative is Cuccinelli than the current governor of Virginia, Bob McDonnell?
Well, they're both conservatives, so they have that in common. But as Attorney General, Ken Cuccinelli has been something of a polarizing figure, not just in Virginia, but also in national politics as well. And that's where he's distinct from Bob McDonnell. Cuccinelli's been a leader in state-level efforts to stop the Affordable Care Act, and he's someone who's very popular with conservative voters. But the problem he's running into is that Virginia is a highly competitive state. It's a purple state, and all the polls suggest that his style and his ideology isn't really connecting with independent and women voters, and even with some Republican voters. And he's also been hurt by the government shutdown because of the high number of federal government jobs in Virginia,
right,
and had to deal with some blowback from the ethics problems that have ensnared Governor McDonnell. And so all of that together has put him at a deficit here in the final stages of the race.
So Charlie Mattesian, Robin here, we're double teaming you. Then there's New Jersey, where we've got a traditionally blue state with a Republican governor, Chris Christie, running for re-election. Here's part of a recent Christie campaign ad featuring the Love Shack himself, basketball star Shaquille O'Neal.
I don't endorse many politicians, but Chris Christie is different. He's working with me to bring jobs back to our cities and on a new program to help kids in tough neighborhoods get ahead.
And here's another ad from the Democratic challenger, Barbara Buono.
As a graduate of New Jersey's public schools, from Washington Elementary in Nutley to Rutgers Law School in Camden, I know education is the great equalizer. Chris Christie says our schools are a priority, but actions speak louder than words.
So Charlie Mattesian, Christie has a huge lead over his Democratic challenger. We just heard from her, Barbara Buono. And some are pointing to this as proof that the Republican Party should moderate the way he has, that should become more moderate. And then you have the Democrat in the lead in Virginia. People are pointing to that as well as that being the lesson. Is that the lesson, or does this say more maybe about the state of New Jersey? What are you taking from this?
Well, a couple things. Almost everyone expects Chris Christie to win this race. The only question is by how much. And the margin matters a great deal, not just in New Jersey, but because of its implications for national politics. A big win for Christie tomorrow, combined with a Cuccinelli loss, and especially if Chris Christie has any kind of coattails, that's going to enable Christie to present a pretty compelling argument as a 2016 Republican presidential candidate, because he'll be positioned to argue that he's a conservative who can win in one of the bluest and most Democratic states candidates in the nation. And so while he stepped on lots of toes in the Republican Party, with that kind of winning record, it's very hard to ignore, especially after two consecutive Republican presidential losses.
And Charlie, what about these mayor's races that are going on tomorrow? In Boston, there's a race between John Connolly, a city councilor who analysts say people are liking him because they like his ideas. He's up against Marty Walsh, who people like apparently because of his personal struggles. He's overcome addiction, but it's too close to call. And then in New York, we have a race between Bill de Blasio, the Democrat, and Joe Loda, the Republican. And it looks like a Democrat is going to win in New York for the first time in more than 20 years.
Well, Bonino and Bloomberg have been in office so long, it's almost hard to imagine City Hall in either city without them.
Yeah.
But Boston and New York aren't the only leading American cities that are going to be under new management, and I think that's what's most fascinating about these two races. In recent years, you've seen the departure of a handful of longtime mayors in places like Chicago and Los Angeles, and that's going to have an impact on governance in urban America because many of these mayors have helped oversee a historic boost in big city fortunes, especially when you compare it to the troubled times in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. And in New York's case, it's amazing because it's pretty hard to believe that New York hasn't had a Democrat in over 20 years. I mean, we often think of it as the capital of blue America or a liberal citadel, but it hasn't elected a Democratic mayor since David Dinkins in 1989. And barring any sort of unforeseen earth-shaking event, de Blasio seems pretty likely to win by a large margin tomorrow.
Although we have to say that on some issues, people would be surprised to hear that Mayor Bloomberg was not a Democrat. Because he's sort of a special case. Real quick, there is an interesting special congressional runoff in Alabama. Just real quick, your thoughts on that?
Well, most people haven't even heard of this special congressional runoff election, Robin. And the reason is that it's an overwhelming Republican House seat, so it wouldn't change the balance of power in Congress. But the kind of Republican who wins tomorrow is very important because it's a tight contest between two Republicans who couldn't be any different. One of them is the favored candidate of the Republican establishment, and the other is the Tea Party candidate who's got a good bit of grassroots energy behind him. And that's really at the heart of some of the battles that are taking place in the Republican Party right now.
Well, we'll all be tuned in tomorrow to find out who wins all of these races. NPR's digital politics editor, Charlie Mattesian, thanks so much as always.
Thank you.